Snow falls in Southern California. I'm Ted Lindner, Fox News. A winter storm hammering a good portion of Southern California this weekend. Fox Weather's Nicole Valdez has more.
In the town of Mount Baldy, this is an area that's going to be digging out for maybe another day, as we're expecting much more snow to fall, several feet here by the end of this storm. Enclosures and travel are going to remain, including the Grapevine. I-5 still closed. No word on when it'll reopen. California Highway Patrol trying to push all of the snow and ice off to make it safe to drive. But it's not just the snow. Lower elevation areas like Los Angeles, with this snow, actually turned into rain in those lower elevation areas.
Thousands of people still without power. The winter storms continue to move across the country. Folks across Michigan and Wisconsin also dealing with power outages as well. And there's frustration in East Palestine, Ohio, over the White House response to the toxic train derailment. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg visited Thursday, but as Fox's Mike Tobin tells us,
people in town dismissed his visit as too little, too late, and they're not surprised the president is not coming here.
To me, it shows the priorities of where our government lies. You know, we're asking for help. Our mayor himself has asked for help, and he said that we need help. So it's a little upsetting to turn almost a blind eye to our little town.
Meantime, researchers from Texas A&M took the CDC or the EPA's own data and drew the conclusion that there are indeed elevated levels of contaminants that can cause health problems in the long run.
But the EPA Administrator Deborah Shore says that's not the case.
There have been no exceedances for residential air quality standards, and outdoor air quality remains normal.
Shore gave that update on air quality on Saturday afternoon. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
In what was a precursor to September 11th, 2001, an attack that happened in New York City 30 years ago today.
30 years ago today, six people were killed in the first terror attack on New York City's Twin Towers. That's when a small cell of terrorists set off more than 1,200 pounds of explosives in a rental van in the underground parking garage at the World Trade Center, creating a five-story crater. To mark the date, a commemoration ceremony is planned at the 9/11 Memorial in Lower Manhattan, expected to be attended by victims' family members, survivors, first responders, area residents, and others. There will be a moment of silence, along with the tolling of a bell and the reading of victims' names. In New York City, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
More than 3 million children in Ukraine require help, according to UNICEF. Fox's Trey Yinks looks at how the war is affecting Ukraine's youngest citizens. This past week marked the one-year anniversary of the invasion of Ukraine by Russia.
A bunch of drones are flying, and our soldiers shoot them down. 10-year-old Anastasia explains. The young Ukrainian and her classmates make drawings to send soldiers on the front lines. This is for the warriors, she adds, to end the war sooner. Outside of Dnipro, students continue with lessons, seemingly unfazed by the daily air raid sirens and occasional missile attacks. Principal Katerina Filatova says she's doing everything possible to have her school running amid the war. The hardest part, she says, keeping both parents and students calm.
And a Western Indiana sheriff's deputy recovering after being shot by an attempted murder suspect following a pursuit. Vermilion County Deputy Joey Wilson went surgery on Saturday after suffering bullet wounds to a leg and foot. The suspect, Justin Henry, also had surgery after he was shot by officers. Henry had an active warrant for his arrest for attempted murder. I'm Ted Lindner, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.